It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. As NATO troops make their plans to withdraw from Afghanistan, there are serious questions about that country's stability. The stability will rely, at least in part, on the success of provincial reconstruction teams, or PRTs. They're small military units who are partnering with civilian experts to focus on development in that troubled country. Over the past decade, these teams have invested millions to build schools, clinics, and roads. But as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, they have a mixed record.
It's a sunny spring day in eastern Afghanistan's Paktia province. U.S. troops and civilians and Afghan officials are gathered inside an ancient mud fort in the center of Forward Operating Base Gardez to mark the formal ending of the work of the Provincial Reconstruction Team. The U.S. launched its first PRT here in November of 2002, just months after a major military operation aimed at clearing Taliban and al-Qaeda militants from the area. The PRT was a new twist on an old concept, nation-building. Captain Eric Ruggles is the host of the closing ceremony.
This unique organization comprised of active Army, Air Force, Army National Guard, Army Reserve, and U.S. government agencies all work together to provide governance, security, economic assistance, and reconstruction for Paktia province.
PRTs were designed to promote security by building things. They were also part of the campaign to win hearts and minds. As military units, the PRTs were designed to operate in areas too insecure for traditional development agencies. Juma Khan Hamdard, the governor of Paktia province, praised the work of the PRT, but he says there will be challenges ahead.
The people will continue to have needs here. Before, they asked the PRT for assistance, and now they will ask the provincial government.
They will ask, but will they receive? Some here believe Kabul will step up, but Jamila Yousafzai with the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission isn't so sure.
We don't believe that the central government will be able to deliver 100% of the services the PRT was providing.
But U.S. diplomat Stephen McFarland believes the Paktia provincial government is ready to stand on its own.
You stay too long and inadvertently you smother the capacity that you're trying to build up.
Ambassador McFarland and others acknowledge it's been a struggle to find a balance between providing services the local government couldn't while not creating a culture of dependency on the PRT. At times through the years, the PRTs have come in for criticism from Afghan officials, including President Hamid Karzai, who decried what he termed a parallel structure that was working on projects without coordinating with his government. That was a result of an early culture of doing so-called quick-impact projects designed to win hearts and minds, says Hamid Afghan, who handles PRT transition issues for the Afghan government. That approach led to countless poorly planned and constructed projects that have been abandoned.
For example, in Badakhshan, a bridge was built, but there was no road access to that.
Claire Lockhart is the author of Fixing Failed States. She says that several years ago, there was a sea change in the PRT approach. The teams began to tailor projects to Afghan needs, and they began to focus more on strengthening the capacity of provincial governments.
Capacity varies enormously across the country as a result of many different factors.
It's too soon to tell if the Paktia government can stand on its own, but other PRTs have been closed long enough to judge their legacy. Mohammed Tahir is head of technical services for Panjshir province, one of the safest places in Afghanistan. He points to all of the PRT projects surrounding us. There are wind turbines on top of one of the peaks. The road we're standing on, still under construction, was a PRT project. Many of the government buildings were constructed by the U.S.-run Panjshir PRT, which left in the summer of 2011. Tahir says the Panjshir government will have no problems completing the work, but Haji Ahadmir, a local driver, is not so sure.
Americans were doing a good job in terms of construction, but the work slowed down when the local authorities took over the projects.
That's where Afghan and Western officials say the real problem lies. For the foreseeable future, Kabul won't have the resources to make up for the drop in PRT spending, and that could undermine provincial governments as they try to stand on their own. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.